mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, full of grace and truth, you teach the truth from the Father. Good Shepherd of our souls, give us the life you have come to give. That full life lived in your presence and by your grace. Protect us from the evil one and bring us to eternal life so we will never perish but be with you forever. We pray in your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. We're about halfway through the Gospel of John now. And we have encountered some very powerful claims. And we will encounter a couple more claims that, when understood in their full implication and impact, they become and truly are life transforming. These claims are not simply temporal claims. They are eternal claims. They go to the deepest part of our daily life that leads to eternal consequences. Yes, these claims contain eternal consequences. Listen, learn. Learn from the I am claims of Jesus. John chapter 6, verses 35 and 48. I am the bread of life. John chapter 8, verses 12 and chapter 9, verse 5. I am the light of the world. John chapter 8, verse 58. Before Abraham was, I am. John chapter 10, verse 9. I am the gate. John 11, verse 25. I am the resurrection and the life. John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 15, verse 1, I am the true vine. Then John chapter 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. Whoever hears these
another clear testimony that Jesus know him and he leads his sheep. There is a relationship from the greater to the lesser. For the care and benefit of the lesser, the shepherd cares for and benefits the sheep. The thief, the robber, they have their own selfish interest at heart. In other words, Pharisees, do you have the best interest of the people at heart? Or do you have selfish interest at heart? You Pharisees, you just expelled a healed man. By your action, you are showing yourselves to be thieves and robbers. That is what takes place in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. That kind of conversation imagery is being put out there. Pharisees, you are thieves and robbers. And then Jesus shifts the image to speak about a gate. I am the gate. The gate is, in this case, is his own body as protector of the sheep. The image is what shepherds do at night to protect the sheep. The shepherd lays across the opening to the protective pen, using his own body to close the pen off, keeping the sheep inside safe and keeping outside the thieves and robbers, protecting the sheep from the one who will kill and destroy. Here, John chapter 10, verses 9, 10, and 11. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
I have come that they may have life and have life to it full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Did you hear that? Salvation is through Jesus who gives his life. That entering through Jesus gives life, real life, abundant life in the here and now. That is the coming in and going out, finding pasture. And leads to that life that overflows eternally. How is this going to happen? The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Who is the good shepherd? Jesus. Even in these three short verses in the Gospel of John, the gospel of Jesus Christ is laid clearly out before you. Through Jesus, you will have life. And Jesus will give you that life by laying down his own life. John chapter 10, verse 11, verse 15, verse 17. I laid down my life for the sheep. Verse 17 adds, only to take it up again. Jesus will die for us. Jesus will rise for us. John chapter 10, verse 18. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. That is his life. He lays it down freely on his own accord, his terms, his way. John chapter 10, verse 18 continues. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up. This command I received from my Father. Here in the hearing, do you really get that? Here in the hearing of the Pharisees, Jesus is plainly showing who he is and what he will do. Die for the sheep. That is, sinners, such as each one of us truly are. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6, those familiar words. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each one of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. After Jesus dies, he plainly tells he will rise.
The life resident in Jesus, the life Jesus has, is life itself. John chapter 5, verse 26. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. Jesus, being life itself, has the full power and authority to lay it down and to pick it up. God the Father established this in the mystery of the triune God. So you have the Pharisees and the people hearing Jesus teach these things, using images well known to them from daily life and images well known to them from the scripture as what the meaning behind Good Shepherd truly is. There's a lot of verses in the scripture, meaning the Old Testament, from our perspective. Here are a few. Ezekiel 34, verse 31. You, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture are people, and I am your God, declares the sovereign Lord. Jeremiah 31, verse 10. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it in distant coastlands. He who scattered Israel will gather them and will watch over his flock like a shepherd. Micah chapter 5, verse 4. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. Do you remember what else is in Micah chapter 5? In the verses just before that image of him as the good shepherd, the prophecy of the Messiah coming, being born in Bethlehem. That's Micah chapter 5. So this good shepherd imagery is linked to God Almighty, the sovereign Lord. And this image of the good shepherd is also linked to that promised Messiah to come. Do you see the fullness of the meaning Jesus is communicating when he says, I am the good shepherd? Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then you heard from Isaiah 40, verses 10 and 11. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power. And it ends with, he gently leads those who have young. And in between, it says, he tends his flock like a shepherd. The sovereign Lord is the good shepherd. God is the good shepherd. And here in John chapter 10, Jesus claims he himself, Jesus, is the good shepherd. Clearly a claim of divinity by Jesus. Now is the time to respond to the teaching and claims of Jesus. Some in the crowd state Jesus has a demon. Others in the crowd countered with, how can a demon open the eyes of the blind? What about you? What do you say? What do you believe? John chapter 10, time passes. It's about 2 months later now. It's the Feast of Dedication. The Feast of Dedication recalls the miracle from the Maccabean revolt, when a day's amount of oil burned 8 days in the temple. We know this is Hanukkah. Jesus is walking in Solomon's colonnade during this Feast of Dedication. And they turn to Jesus and ask, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, the Messiah, tell us plainly. Now, to really understand the earnestness of their question, you need that history about the Feast of Dedication. It celebrates the victory of the Maccabees over the foreign oppression by the Seleucids. Here, in Solomon's colonnade, they are asking Jesus, will he deliver them from Roman occupation and oppression, just like Judas Maccabeus delivered Israel? They're looking for a political savior. Jesus came as savior of souls. And he answers them as such, as the savior. Jesus answered them to put his words and his deeds together. For the words and deeds, the words spoken, the deeds done, they are plain testimony from the Father. But the people are unable to comprehend, for Jesus tells it like it is. They are not his sheep. If they were his sheep, they would already know the answer to the question. Yes, I am the Christ, the Messiah. They would already know. John chapter 10, beginning at verse 26 through 29. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. Then Jesus hits it home. John chapter 10, verse 30. I and the Father are one. The people ask a question. Jesus answers it plainly. And their response proves they are not his sheep. They pick up stones. They pick them up to stone Jesus to death. And so Jesus asks them, which great miracle from the Father do you stone me? They answer, we're stoning you for blasphemy. You, a mere man, claim to be God. To the crowd, Jesus said that if they don't believe him, at least believe the miracles, believe the signs, believe all those wonders. Those signs are there so you can know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. That's what Jesus is telling them. They don't believe even after witnessing powerful, powerful miracles. Many more miracles than we have before us written in the Gospel of John. The miracle testimony pointing to Jesus, those signs pointing to him, is vastly greater than we can know about. Vastly greater than we can even imagine. Vastly greater than what the Gospels recount. John said so in his testimony. John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The signs weren't enough. And the people try to seize Jesus. He eludes their grasp and leaves the area. He leaves a whole area. He crosses over the Jordan River. In that region of the Jordan where John the Baptizer hung out, that's where Jesus goes. And the people in that area believe Jesus. Not because of the miracles John the Baptist did, but because of the testimony of John the Baptist. They see in Jesus exactly what John the Baptist's testimony told them they would see. They come to see Jesus is the Christ. John chapter 10 is the last public teaching that the Gospel of John records. There's a treasure trove here in John chapter 10 that many weeks of Bible study are needed to dig even just a little, a smidgen deeper. But for you, I'm going to summarize these thoughts for your faith. Jesus clearly claims he is God. Jesus clearly shows you God cares. Individually cares about you. By saying, I am the good shepherd, Jesus tells you very directly, he will protect you and keep you safe in his arms to eternal life. You won't be snatched out. Keep that eternal perspective in your heart. Jesus is keeping you safe to that eternal life, to when we hit John chapter 14, he takes you to be where he is in that place prepared. By keeping that eternal perspective, you can find peace, you can find comfort in daily life, and you can find great joy. Now, more particular for you, as a sheep, you are to be a part of a flock, which means to be actively involved in a local congregation. That's what it means to be a part of his flock, be a part of the body of Christ in a local congregation. And then finally, how intentional are you in listening to the voice of your good shepherd? What this means is, do you invest time in the Word of God to be able to discern his voice in your life? Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I lay my life down for my sheep. You have the gospel presented to you. What is your response? Do you believe? By believing, you have that life through him, in his name, that is eternal. You will know his voice, and you will follow him all the days of my life. And as Psalm 23 ends, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.